Tell you, I found a pretty first edition of Miniature Rooms by Mrs. Thorne. Original blue boards, flat, clean inside. Do you want to see it? Yes, he said, like it hurt to speak. I brought it out from the rare and first editions case. It's just uncanny. It really is, he said. This woman? Yes. She said hello back like she knew me. I swear to God, she called me by name. But I don't know your name, right? Mr. G. Ronan? I think you dreamt this. But it just happened, he said, like that explained something to him. And you knew my name. Mr. Ronan, I said, I am 100%. I didn't like the look in his eye. He began edging around the side of the desk, coming closer, and I backed away, but he lunged at me with a cry and grabbed me by the shoulders. Despite his size, I couldn't hold him off, and he backed me up hard against the first editions case. I heard the books behind me thud and tumble. Take it off, he shouted in my face. With one hand, he tried to yank my hair from my head. Take off the wig. Get back, I shrieked. I pushed against his forehead with my palm. Get off me. God damn you, Mrs. Mason. When a fistful of my hair wouldn't tear off, he leapt up and stumbled backwards. His eyes locked on mine, but washed of rage. The blood had drained from his face. Christ, that's real. Yes, it's real. See? Real hair attached to my own personal head. Oh, God. What is wrong with you? He groveled to the other side of the desk. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I must be having another attack. Another attack? Of what? Do you want me to call an ambulance? I'll be okay. I'm really sorry. I don't know what came over me, Jean. Forgive me. That was the first time he had ever used my name. You scared me, and you hurt me, you know? I began to feel the pain seep through the shock of being battered. Are you sure I can't call a friend or someone? No, I'll go home and lie down. I'm just so sorry.
He took his wallet out and put his trembling credit card down on the cash desk. I tapped it for him. We stood together in dreadful silence until I said, Gilbert?
No, he replied.
I like systems. Order is good. I can pass a whole day in front of bookshelves, alphabetizing, categorizing, subcategorizing. I look forward to shelving. I have the image, in my mind, of a beam of used books shining in through the door and through a prism in the middle of the shop. The beam splits and the books leap into their sections alphabetically. I am the prism. But alphabetical is not the only order. I'm not a library, so I don't have to go full Dewey. A bookstore is a collection. It reflects someone's taste. In the same way that curators decide what order you see the art in, I'm allowed to meddle with the browser's logic, or even to please myself. Mix it up, see what happens. If you don't like it, don't shop here. January to June, I alphabetize biographies by author. July to December, by subject. There are moral issues involved, too. Should parenting books be displayed chronologically by year of publication? I don't want to screw someone's kid up by suggesting outdated parenting advice is on par with the new thinking. Aesthetic issues. Should I arrange art books by height to avoid cover bleaching? Ethical. Do dieting books belong near books about anorexia? And should I move books about confidence into the business section? And what is self-help? Is it anything like self-storage? Which is only for things, as it turns out. In self-help, I have found it is helpful not to read the books at all. And what about the borderline garbage that people like to buy? Tales of clairvoyance, conspiracy books, fake science. I'm duty-bound to stock some of this stuff, but I like to put it on a higher shelf and force the customer to find the kickstool. Take a moment to rethink your life choices. I called Mr. Ronan a few days later. I didn't want to be nosy, but he'd left the store in such distress. I got his voicemail twice and left a message the second time.